Good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing number 76, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. I'll ask you to stand with me, please. Number 76. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. Jesus is Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name. Jesus, the name that calms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. Bound and scourged and tied, my captive soul to free. He breaks the power of canceled sin, He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean, His blood availed for me. So,
hold on. We're gonna have to go back to the hymn book because some of these verses are not in here, and this already has five verses. So, Derek, if you could just either go to "Hear Him, Ye Deaf," or "Shut the Valve." All right, we're gonna go back to number 76. We're gonna do verse 4 together. For those that are watching online, you just sing along or listen to us sing. Here we go. Hear Him, ye deaf, His praise, ye dumb, your loosened tongues employ. Ye blind, behold your Savior come, and leap, ye lame, for joy. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name. You may be seated. This is our opportunity for our prayer requests and praises, and I have a couple of them. One the other day, we've had a couple of prayer requests come through email. Lorraine Augsburger called me Friday to... We have been praying for her and the eye issues that she is facing, and she is going into surgery on Tuesday to help with that. The issue is calcium deposits on the front of her cornea, so it feels like gravel or sand is in her eye at all times, both eyes, and so they're going to be working on that. Also, Arlen Gortmaker's mother, Mary Jo, she's had quite a few surgeries in the last week with some issues with her colon, and the surgery went well on Friday. This is the update she sent this morning, but they didn't close up the surgical site, and they're doing that this morning. She started in at about 7, and so they're waiting on news for there. So we'll continue to pray for Mary Jo and the Gortmaker family, and then also this past week, Zane Wolf passed away, and because of the size of the funeral, Pleasant Valley is just not large enough, and so we'll be hosting the service here, both Wednesday evening, 5 to 7, visitation, 7 o'clock is the prayer service for Zane, and then Thursday morning at 10. And so we'll be coming alongside of the family and helping out there. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? June.
Our son Bob says thank you for all the prayers. He says he can definitely feel them and tell the difference. He gets his stitches out on
Yes, we will continue to pray for Bob as he had part of his leg amputated and healing from that. Stitches come out this Tuesday. He will be moved to a floor where he can get visitors, but it's going to be a long road of recovery, and so we will continue to pray for him. Any other requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie. Yes, we prayed for the last couple of weeks for rain, and we did get some, but we know that with the wind that moisture dries, it gets dried out. And so, yes, praying for winds to drop, especially with crops at such a fragile state, and then the rains to come. Are there other requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the fact that you are in control. We are reminded with the wind and our lack of ability to produce rain that you are the one in control. And prayer is the acknowledgement that in and of ourselves, we are not sufficient. But because of your Son, Jesus Christ, in coming and sacrificing himself and rising again, provides us a way to come back to our Father, that we are told, as he tells us, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through him. And so we beseech you as our good Heavenly Father, the one who knows our every need. You know the need we have in our state and the area for moisture, and we ask that you would provide. We know that just in and of ourselves, we are not deserving. And yet you forgive us our sins. You heal the brokenhearted, and you can provide. And so that's what we ask. Thank you that you don't just provide rain for just us, but for everyone. And it is just the reminder of your benevolent care upon your creation. And so, Father, we ask that you would provide, that the wind would not cause significant damage, that things would change and we would see moisture rain come to the amount that we need. And that we always trust you, and we always say, your will be done. Father, we lift up the requests we have for health needs. We pray for Lorraine, that you would guide her through this week, give her peace of mind and heart, that the surgeons and the surgical team, as they work on her. We thank you that she knows you as her Savior, that her hope is found in you, and as a great physician, we ask that you would heal, that you would provide comfort from the pain that she has been experiencing. We also lift up the Gortmaker family for Mary Jo, that you would be working in her life and would use this time to, and for the family to sense your peace and presence and to draw her to yourself. Father, that is the most important relationship that we can all have. Father, we pray for Bob Ohm and as he transitions rooms, but also the long road to recovery, help him in the physical therapy and in adjusting to life with just one leg. Father, we pray that you would help him to have hope, because we know that that's what we find in Christ. We thank you for the progress he has made. We never want to assume and not become thankful for what you've done in his life. Father, we pray for Sally and the Wolf family with Zane's homegoing. We ask that you would be an ever-present help in this time of grief. For all the details to work out, we pray that you would, as you have promised, to never leave nor forsake us, that you watch over widows and orphans. And so we pray that you would be with her, and in a special measure through this time. It has been a long road and battle that Zane has had, and he is now fully healed. He is in the presence of his Savior, and that is a message of hope, but there's still grief. Thank you for the words of Scripture that we do, as we grieve, we have hope. And so help us as a church family to come alongside of them. We thank you for the impact as he has had on several in our area, and as we honor him and specifically honor his Savior this week. Father, we pray for our missionaries around the world. We lift up the Weens. We thank you for their work that they do in Russia, and as they make travel plans for the summer, pray that you would help them, especially as their daughter transitions to school in the States, that they would be able to travel with all the COVID restrictions and be able to spend time visiting supporters. We know many of our missionaries this last year have struggled with not getting the furloughs that they would have been scheduled for, as well as connecting with donors and seeing support lowered. We just pray that you continue to provide for them. We thank you for the ministries that you've entrusted to us. As we reflect upon Vacation Bible School this week, I thank you for each one that worked and had a part in sowing the seeds of the gospel in the lives of both the students in our community and their parents and extended family. We thank you for the opportunities we had Friday to present the gospel and to share a meal together with our community. Father, we just pray that you would reap a harvest from those young students that we had. Father, as we go through our service today, we thank you for the gifts that you provide to us and the opportunity we have of giving back to you. We thank you that you have blessed us, and it is an act of trust as we give of our tithes and offerings. We thank you for supplying our every need as we spread the gospel here in our community and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated for the next hymn. We're going to sing hymn number 172. Tell Me the Story, number 172. The story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Fasting alone in the desert, tell of the days that are past. How for our sins he was tempted, yet was triumphant at last. Tell of the years of his labor, tell of the sorrow he was despised and afflicted, homeless, rejected, and poor. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell of the cross where they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him, how he lived again. Love in that story so tender, clearer than ever I see. Paid the ransom me. Tell me the story of Jesus.
Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
Then I'll ask you to stand with me as we're going to sing number 297. I love to tell the story. 297. You may be detecting a theme through the hymns that we have been singing. Number 297.
Seated.